The ballot measure in the city of SeaTac would set a minimum wage of $15 an hour for workers at the airport, like baggage handlers, cabin cleaners, and retail employees. It wouldn't apply to all workers in the surrounding city, but it does cover bigger hotels and rental car companies. The labor group Working Washington, which is part of the Service Employees International Union, says SeaTac workers are paid a lot less than employees at other airports on the West Coast. Thea Lefkowitz is with Working Washington.
It ensures that the big businesses that are in our community in SeaTac and doing well in the community do right by the community.
Lefkowitz says they've been going door to door and gathering signatures and getting good support from SeaTac residents. They need to collect about 1,500 signatures. Then the city council could choose to adopt it or put it up for a vote on the city ballot in November. Bruce Beckett with the Washington Restaurant Association says it will be tough for restaurants at the airport to pay the higher wage because the port requires them to keep prices the same as at their other locations.
That's going to be an impossible condition to meet, and something's going to have to give. Either the pricing issue or those vendors are going to end up having to leave the airport.
Other cities have passed living wage laws for their airports. At Los Angeles International Airport, workers earn at least $15.37 an hour. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.